I was a little suspicious when we broke the groups up. There were a number of young men who left the ones in favor of waiting and they joined the group in favor of going ahead. All right, I think maybe we've got a, what do we got, about a page and a half of comments here, hon? Yeah. Allow us then to maybe try and pick up some of these ideas and kick them back and forth for you.
Before we start, we better cover the idea of what do we mean by love, because this has been used on both sides. If you're going to love a person, you're going to share an entire life, and if you're in love with that person, why wouldn't you go ahead? And you're coming at it from both sides. So I think we should really know what this word love means. You're going to fall in love with one great person. You're going to love them for a lifetime. What do you mean when you say love? What is love? What is love? All right. Get out, Mr. Webster. Well, who knows? You know, some of you may be deeply in love. What does love mean? Concern. All right, what else? You can't explain it. It's a feeling.
Mutual. Respect for one another.
A mutual respect for one another. All right. A sharing and a caring.
Young lady.
Compatibility. All right. It's the good and the bad and the staying together, even though you can't explain what it is. All right, a mutual desire of two people to draw as close together as possible. On what levels? On all levels, all right? All right, a oneness, caring, doing things together, something.
I think this term love is a phrase or a word coined by women who wanted to have some type of meaning to them, as to each woman, what she wants it to mean. Frankly, I don't believe in it myself. I don't think there is such a thing. It's very abstract.
All right.
And I think it's used by women mostly.
I think it's more that when you lose all personal concern and selfishness for your own well-being and become wrapped up in the well-being of someone else.
All right, this girl here.
Love is a lot of sacrifice and knowing just when to keep your mouth shut. She's talking about women. All right, here's one.
Sharing, a creating, a going through lives together. I think it's interesting that we're getting a male-female difference in our definitions here, and you are being totally honest in feeling differently about this word as young men and young women.
I think it's the ability to sacrifice and give up everything that, you know, for your personal gain, like she said before, and sacrificing it for her and her doing the same thing for you. It's a compromise situation, more or less. It's a 50-50, you know.
All right. Well, maybe we'll give you what we feel we're meaning when we say love. We feel that love is a verb. It's an action. It's a doing. It's not a noun. Loving is giving. It's giving of yourself in many different ways, giving of your time, your talents, your energy, your friendship, later on your money-making ability, giving of your body. It's giving of whatever you have to the person you love. But for what purpose? Why would you give of yourself, your friendship, your listening ability, your help in the lessons? Why do you give of yourself? It's for what will make you happier, what will make you better educated, what will make you more secure, what will make you a greater person, what will really help you. I'm thinking of you ahead of number one guy. And until we can really mature to this point, we're not talking about the word love. And we have to look at it in this way, that it's this gift of yourself, but it's for the benefit of the other person. It's for what is best for that other person. Now, love is expressed in different ways. You express love in many different ways. It may be a smile as you pass somebody in the corridor. It's the gift of your wanting to make someone else have a more pleasant day. It can be all the way to the total gift of yourself in sexual intercourse. But there are many ways of expressing love. And this is what we're going to discuss today, is how we love someone else and what should we be expressing to that other person if we really love them.